Hi, this is Kelvin Marsh, M0AID, recording for the Active Elements website. I'm looking at the Go4Low audio SWR meter. It also records power, but that's done with a LED light system. The unit is produced by Sotabeams, and it is purchased as a kit. They do give you the name of an amateur prepared to put it together for you for £25, or of course you can buy the kit and get somebody to build it for you. Neil, my friend G0ORG, put mine together for me, and Neil has put together some pretty detailed notes and taken photographs. Those are up on the website. Now, I've got the meter here in my hand. It's a rectangular box, 110mm long, 80mm wide, and with a height of about 40mm. I'm actually holding the unit in my hand, angled up, so I'm looking down at the top of the unit. I've got it in portrait mode, and at the top there are two BNC connectors. These are at the top of the unit, as I say, in portrait mode. You've got one that runs to the antenna, one that runs to the transmitter. In the centre, between those and slightly further down, more in the centre, is a on-off button. There we are. That turns it on. It operates with a 9-volt battery, which apparently will last for about a year. And the unit stays live for a few seconds, and then, as you heard, if there's no RF present, it turns out. Over on the right hand side, under the cover, are three LEDs. There is a green for 5 or under 5 watts, a yellow for between 5 and 25 watts, and a red for over 25 watts. The maximum power handling for the unit, I understand, is 110 watts. Now, the traffic light system can be read with a light probe, and in fact the only light you need to monitor is the middle light, the amber, because if that's lit, you know the power is between 25 and 5 watts. And as you decrease the power on the radio, when that light goes out, you know it's gone down to the green LED, so it's around about 5 watts or lower. And as you increase the power, when the light goes out, you know it's gone to the red, so it's gone above 25 watts. And the transition point where the light goes out is pretty accurate. It is about 5 watts and about 25 watts. Things that occur to me: at the moment, the LED is about 5mm below the surface of the transparent cover. If the LED was brought up to be right under the cover, it might be easier to read with a light probe. I guess also a small hole could be drilled in the cover, and the LED could be brought up just so it's slightly proud of the surface of the cover, so you could feel it, get the light probe right on it. Or I guess you could have some cardboard template, a ring, so you can actually locate the light probe right on top of the LED. As I say, a little bit tricky to do as it is at the moment, but if you do need to know 5 watts or 25 watts, that could be a way of doing it. Right, I've got my radio switched on. I believe it's on 17 meters. Let me just increase the volume, and I will check the frequency. S118.08049 megahertz. Okay, not sure how well that came across in the recording, but it's on 18 point something. Okay, I'm in CW mode. If I check the current power, this is actually using my Power Master.
Forward power is. 1.96 watts.
Okay, 1.96 watts. So 2 watts power going out at the moment. What I'm going to do is increase that slightly. Now the go for low will read SWR right down to very low powers. My power master needs a little bit more to be accurate.
Forward power is 34.55 watts.
Okay, well, 34 watts, that'll do. So the SWR
is 1.0021.
Okay, 1.0021. So I'm going to let you hear the go for low. Now you can hear that pulsing beeping. I've just taken my finger off of the carrier. I'll put it back on. So that very slow beeping means the SWR is right down. Now, there are some figures on the Sotabeams website, and I think 2 beeps per second, I think it means an SWR of 2 to 1, 3 beeps a second, 3 to 1, and so on. I think, basically, you're just going to want to either tune your ATU or use whatever method you use, just to bring it down to as slow a beeping as possible. I think it could be slightly useful to guess what the SWR is, but at the end of the day, you're just going to be aiming for the very lowest. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to move away from the resonant point. Let me put the meter back on. So I'm now moving away from resonance. You should be able to hear the beeping increasing. Now I can use my power master to check the SWR.
SWR is 1.5621.
So we're up to 1.56. Right, and as we heard, the beeping's increasing.
SWR is 2.2021.
So we're up to 2.2021. Now I'm going to bring the resonance back. You can hear it coming down quite nicely, and it's just starting to climb again. So I'll go back to the low point. Now, using the power master, I can actually check that that is a good
SWR is 1.1721.
Okay, 1.1721. So really, that is all you need to know. It can very easily allow you to adjust for best SWR. I think getting an accurate reading of the SWR is a little bit more tricky, but you know that if it's beeping too rapidly, then the SWR is not very good. I believe if there's a continuous tone, then the SWR is something like 10 to 1. So hopefully that's enough information to allow you to know if this is going to be a useful addition to the shack.